in the morning.
So 6:43 on this Tuesday morning, if you've just joined us, welcome into it. Nice to have you with us. And we move along now to our next feature. Now, of course, with the festive season comes an increasingly high level of noise from all over Cape Town as residents celebrate what we'd like to call or think of as the silly season at times. Now, the city of Cape Town has since warned residents that high noise volumes could lead to fines and compliance notices served to the offenders. But to help us understand and give us further insight into the pieces of legislation as well around noise control is Mayco member for Community Services and Health, and that's Councillor Dr. Zahid Badruddin. Assalamu alaikum, good morning, and thanks for joining us, Zahid.
Wa alaikum salam, shukran for having me. Happy December, I suppose.
And the same to you. Now, of course, with December, a lot of celebration, but at the same time, a lot of noise coming into play as well. You know, in terms of the city's decision around, you know, noise control, what exactly is stated, you know, in terms of the provincial noise control regulation?
So it's not a new decision, Savira. The noise control, as you'd know, has been present for a very long time. And there are three very important pieces of legislation here that is used. Essentially, the National Environment Protection Act gives life to the Western Cape Noise Control Regulations, which then speaks to a very small specific section in the bylaw, which refers to noise nuisances. But essentially, it's the Western Cape Noise Control regulations that speak to how noise across the city is regulated. And this refers to noise in two different kinds of ways. They could be a noise disturbance or a noise nuisance with various ways of managing them. The noise disturbances, essentially something is a noise that is loud and continuous, whereas a noise nuisance is something that impairs the convenience of residences in their communities or wherever they may find them. And so what we are asking our residents this festive season is to be mindful and respectful of their neighbors, of their surroundings, because as you've said and rightfully said, that it's during this period where more and more complaints are registered with the city. And so essentially I think there's been a misperception here where residents think that the city has these monitors stationed across the city in various spaces, but it's not so. What the city does is it responds to the complaints of residents, and it could be as menial as dogs barking. And so we're asking, you know, be mindful where if you are leaving your homes for a long time, and we know your long trips sometimes, especially now with the blackouts, discuss sort of an arrangement with your neighbors. If you're going on holiday, don't leave your animals alone. Besides that being, you know, inhumane, make sure that they're taken care of. And if you're wanting to have fun. No one is going to stop you. But do so respectfully. Essentially, is what we're asking our residents to do this festive season.
Now, of course, you know, in terms of monitoring the noise levels, you know, what is the process for residents to lodge complaints? And of course, then how does the city, you know, act on these complaints?
So these complaints are either registered via the city's noise, via the city's website, the service requests option on the city's website, or it's reported to the call center, Twitter, Facebook, and that's then transferred over to the relevant department, in this case it being City Health. City Health then will deploy the relevant environmental health practitioner who will go to the specific site of complaint, whether it be your kitchen window, your bedroom, your bathroom, and will measure the actual noise from that specific spot. This then would determine if it is a noise disturbance or a noise nuisance, depending on the decibel level of that particular noise, whether or not it's above 7 or below 7. From this point, a fine, I must impress you that a fine is never the first option. What is issued then is the first port of call is always the hope that this kind of issue is able to be resolved resolved between various people amicably, but if not, the city is able to issue compliance notices, pre-compliance notices, compliance notices, and then essentially a fine, which would go then on into a legal process where a person is either fined or otherwise when noise is not being addressed accordingly.
Now, of course, you know, in terms of guidelines, perhaps for our listeners that they could follow to avoid being on the wrong side of the law this festive season, you know, what are some of those common tips that could be helpful to them, Zahid?
So we ask in our residents to please keep the radios and the TVs and so on at the level that is not harmful to the ears. We're asking that bass levels in these various instances, radio stations, cars, are also kept as low as possible. And where there are house parties, when they do take place, we're asking that our residents cooperate when neighbors call or police may visit. Sometimes it's reported to the police as well. And that when it comes to hooting, we're asking them to not do so unnecessarily when leaving friends or family behind, dropping them at home after a wonderful day at the beach, not slamming car doors, not leaving dogs alone. When dogs are barking, we're asking that they please attend to their dogs, because we found that this is a very common complaint, especially in areas where there are large numbers of dogs, and that when you are doing DIY jobs at home, that this is done at a reasonable time, that it's not done late at night because you want to finish the cupboards that you're putting into your room or the work mm-hmm. you're doing on your car, mm-hmm. But also that in instances when you're going away on holiday, that you leave a spare key with your neighbor or with a family member to be able to see to the dogs or assist with alarms that are tripping, and also just for other safety measures, you know, if something goes wrong, then at least there's someone who's able to assist. But just the request is that if it's too loud for you, remember that it's probably too loud for someone else. Mm-hmm. So let us be mindful of that when you're turning up the radio or hooting because it's New Year's Eve. Let's be respectful this festive season, and hopefully together we're able to address the issues of noise across the city together.
Certainly, and just on a final parting note, in terms of, you know, a number or contact detail in which to lodge those complaints.
So the contact number is, or the easiest contact number is 107, but then also it depends if you're calling from a phone or a cell phone or a home phone. So if it's from a cell phone, you call 021-480-7700. Mm-hmm. That's the public emergency call center. And if you're calling from a landline, it's simply 107. And that takes you straight to the city's emergency call center where these issues are registered. Alternatively, you could use the city's call-in center, otherwise the city's website, the city's Facebook page or Twitter page.
Perfect. Well, Zahid, we thank you for your time as well as insight on this particular matter. We do appreciate it this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Only a pleasure. And that was Councillor Dr. Zahid Badruddin speaking to us this morning, MACO member for Community Services and Health, regarding, noise levels or the high noise levels during this festive season.